Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Whilst we've all been paddling our tootsies at Penzance or licking cornets in Crackton, our island draft have been home on leave. However, all good things come to an end, and much to their various relatives' relief, our lot are on their way back to duty in the launch.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Steady at that.
Steady at that, sir.
Should see the island any time now, Chief.
With all due respect, sir, I very much doubt it.
And why is that?
Of course, we're heading due north and the island due south. If we don't get on course soon, we'll run out of fuel.
That's ridiculous, Pertwee. I mean, when we left Pompey, we had plenty for the trip over.
Yeah, very likely, sir. But since then, we've been down to Selseyville, had a quick trip up Southampton Water, and been round the Isle of Wight twice.
Well, it's most peculiar. I mean, I could have sworn we had to turn left out of Portsmouth.
Yeah, I noticed, sir. You put your hand out and told me to change down.
Yes, that's right. It's not often I boob on seamanship.
Well, we're all right now, sir. Look, there's the island.
I say, so it is. I knew if we kept going long enough, we'd come across it. Home, sweet, Chief.
Sir?
I. Isn't it, isn't that a new jetty?
Yes, sir, it is. Do you remember, sir, when you, clouted the old one with Trout Bridge, it sort of, sank.
Yes, so it did. Better be a bit more careful with this new one, eh?
Might be as well, sir, yeah.
I don't want to take any chances.
No, sir.
No, quite, Chief. Just to be on the safe side, I'd better bring the launch in myself.
Yeah, there might be, but... No, sir. Oh, no, sir. No, no, no. Don't do it, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
No, no, look, sir. You know what you'll do. You know what you'll do.
Straighten her up.
No, blimey. Straighten her up a bit, it is, sir.
Now, over a bit on the other lock.
Over a bit on the other lock, it is, sir.
That's it. Now, coming in now. Easy. Easy. Easy.
Everybody down!
The master's own.
Oh, hello, Heather. I'm back.
So I gathered. I heard you land. What were you trying to do? Get the launch up onto the parade ground?
Oh, very funny. If you must know, I just bumped the new jetty a bit.
Which bit?
Well, the bit that isn't there anymore. It was just a cross current.
Not half as cross as number one will be when he hears about it. Oh, by the way, did you know we've got a new number one?
Why? Was the old one worn out? I mean, what for?
Well, Lieutenant Price is out on loan to United States Navy.
Oh, bother, he's found the buzzer.
Well, quick, put your cap on straight. There, that's better. Now, off you go, and remember, first impressions count.
Oh, buzzer. I wish somebody had short-circuited that thing.
Hurry up.
Come in.
Are you shorted circuit? I mean, you buzzed your shorts, sir? You shot your kit. Sub-Lieutenant report, Phillips Ingram.
Remarkable. Are you always like this?
Oh, rather, sir. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Now I know what Lieutenant Price meant.
You do, sir?
Yes. He left a note in which he referred to you as the white man's burden.
Oh, did he really? Someone I call that jolly sporting up. Oh. Oh, Lummy. Have you met Heather, sir?
Oh, yes, yes. We get on very well.
She's delightful. Very well?
Very well.
Oh. Very well,
Mr. Phillips, you're not by any chance engaged to Heather, are you?
Oh, no, sir. Not by any chance. We're just...
Oh, well, that's a relief. Every man for himself, then.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that.
Well, I would. So it is. Understood?
Oh, very well, sir.
Well, now I'd better stroll across to the stores and meet Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Meet him, sir? Have you made an appointment?
Mr. Phillips, I don't want to seem a busybody or a snob, but since when did the First Lieutenant need an appointment to meet his Chief Petty Officer?
Well, sir, roughly ever since Pertwee became one.
Well, do you think it'd be all right if the old order changes, Mr. Phillips? Because I can assure you that I have no intention of giving Chief Petty Officer Pertwee or anyone else a sporting chance. With one possible exception, of course.
Me, sir?
No, me. Hello? Lieutenant Murray speaking.
Ah, this is Commander Bowie, Inspecting Officer Portsmouth. I just wanted to welcome you aboard and tell you I shall be coming over to make a thorough inspection tomorrow. And heaven help the lot of you if anything's wrong.
I see. Very well, sir.
Very well.
Oh, shut up. What?
Nothing, sir. Thanks for the welcome. Very touching.
I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes, well, if there's to be an inspection, I think I'd better go and see Chief Petty Officer Pertwee at once, with or without an appointment.
Chopson? Chopson? You know what you are? You're a gigantic, gorging, great, greedy guy.
I'm not. It wasn't my fault.
Not your fault. Look, Johnson, is it or is it not understood that when you come home off leave, you bring Chief Petty Officer Pertwee a slab of your mum means homemade cake?
Yeah.
Right, then where is it?
It's all gone. It was a sort of Dundee cake.
Was it?
Yeah. A sponge with icing in it.
Sponge with icing in it? How can a sponge cake be a Dundee? There's no such thing as a Dundee sponge cake with icing in it.
There is if that's where you left it on the train.
What do you mean, left it on the train? Look, Johnson, where do you live?
At home.
No, no, no. Which town, you greaseball?
Plymouth, if you must know.
Look, if you were on your way to Portsmouth, what the blazes were you doing in Dundee?
I was sitting in the wrong train with my mum min's homemade cake.
Then the wrong one of you got off.
Ah, well, you wouldn't have liked it anyway, Chief.
Why not, no, no? Why not? Your mum min's homemade cakes have always gone down elegant before.
Ah, well, this one wouldn't. It was a sort of over-Dundee cake.
Over what?
An over-Dundee cake. My mum min burnt it.
There's no need to get hysterical about it. We've got work to do.
Yeah.
Now that our leave is over, Johnson, it's time for Pertwee's Wheels of Commerce to start bringing in the lolly again.
You've had that, you know. There's something you don't know.
Johnson, it's high time you tumbled. There's nothing Pertwee don't know. Including how to keep little steaming fat Johnsons grafting until they weigh 4 stone 6.
Oh, I see. You know about the new number one, then?
No. Of course I know. I was the first to hear about it. No, what, much?
We've got a new number one.
Tell me, there's a liberty. Just as we've got the old one organised, the Lordship's place swaps. Look, Johnson. Johnson, my son. Listen, Fatty, get up. This is serious. A new number one would throw a proper spanner in Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's works.
Oh, what a shame.
Get back, you giggling, podgy vulture. You know the first things number ones do, don't you? Inspect the stalls.
Won't take him long in here, will it?
No, no, you have a port there, hardly. Half a dozen blankets, and that's about our lot.
Yeah. Well, I could spread them out a bit and make it look more.
Yeah, that's very helpful of you, Johnson. But how do you intend to spread 6 blankets about a bit?
Well, cut me in half and make 12.
Look, do me a favor. That's how we got sick. Only three originally. No, we shall have to get some more gear over here before this new bloke starts snooping around.
Well, you'd better get a move on, then he's here.
What?
Yes.
Ah, good morning.
Doors open, the ratings only. Good morning.
What's she like?
Persistent.
Now, look here.
Oh, well. It's you, sir. Well. We've no idea, have we, Johnson? No idea. Fancy that. Well. Come in, sir. Welcome.
That's better. My name's Murray. I'm your new number one.
Yes, I had heard.
Have you really? Well, after all I've heard about you so far, Chief, that hardly surprises me. In case you were not aware of it, I can assure you that your name is spoken in hushed tones of reverence and admiration throughout the entire Navy.
Not by me, it's not.
Watch it, Humpty. Watch it, or Humpty Dumpty is due for another dirty great ball.
Well, I just thought I ought to warn you both that a commander, Povey, is that his name?
Yeah, it's one of them, yes.
Good. Well, he's coming over to make an inspection tomorrow, and as this is the first time I shall be on the receiving end of his inspection, I felt it would be rather jolly if everything was in order.
Oh.
Something bothering you, Chief?
Well, sir, in a manner of speaking, and without wishing to split hairs, not off. A bit short notice, sir. I'm just coming back from leave. I mean, we haven't had time to check everything ourselves yet.
Haven't you? Strange. By the look of what's here, I should have thought you'd have checked it from memory.
Oh, yes. Well, everything isn't exactly kept here, sir.
Well, I'm sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know what I'll be doing.
What?
Cutting them 6 blankets in half, then cutting them 12 halves in...
Belt up!
Right, Chief. Do the best you can. Carry on, Chief.
Aye, aye, Chief. I mean, that's torn it. I've just remembered something.
What, Chief?
Our new jetty. That was.
Was, Chief?
Yeah, was. Mr. Phillips brought the launch in his customary manner, and the new jetty now looks like the fretwork on the front of an 1870 upright piano.
My mum Min's got a fretwork front.
What?
Oh, on her upright piano. Only now. Only now it's not.
Not what?
Upright. One leg's come off. It's propped up with one of my mum Min's Dundee cakes.
Yeah, all right.
Enough. It's too much. Now my mum Min's got a piano with a bass higher than the treble.
Hello! Hello, come here! I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you now. I've told you before. I don't want to know about your mum Min's piano.
Neither did anyone else now. It's full of cake crumbs.
Bill, help! Now, look. It's enough. Now, look, see what you can do about scrounging some stores. Well, I'll nip down to the jetty and see about straightening it up before old Thundercats gets here.
Aye, aye, Chief.
Otherwise, we'll end up with a new Mr. Phillips, as well as a new number one.
And as I shall shortly be making a full report...
Making a full report.
Not fool. Fool. Fool.
Oh, beg pardon, Commander Povey. I'm not really used to clerical work yet.
So I gathered. By the way you handled that pencil, I'd have thought you were a stoker.
I am.
Oh, really? Now, let's get on. Hello, Commander Povey speaking.
Hello, this is the Admiral here. I want to speak to Commander Povey.
Oh, how do you do, sir? Now, this is Commander Povey.
What? Oh, well, see if you can find him for me, will you?
But this is Commander Povey.
Eh? Oh, never mind. You'll do. Where that chap Povey gets to is beyond me.
I'm here.
On the pier. Oh, well, good luck to him, then.
No, good grief. For the last time, sir, this is Commander Povey.
Oh, you're back, are you? You're not supposed to keep popping out for quick ones when you're on duty, you know. Looks bad, Povey.
Quite.
Tight? Already? You've only got a few minutes. Well, look here, you'd better sleep it off, and in the meantime, put me on to Commander Povey, will you?
But, sir,
hello? Hello, Povey? Tell what the blazes is going on.
Oh, I wish I knew.
Look, I've been wandering around up at Admiralty here. As far as I can see, there are naval stores on the move all over the thumping place.
What?
Extraordinary. They all seem to be heading for your island draft. Look into it, will you? We're being cleaned out up here.
With the utmost pleasure,
good.
Sir.
Goodbye, then. And tell that other idiot to take more water with it in future.
Hello. No.
Shall I reconnect you, sir?
No, enough is enough. I'm going to the island at once to see what they're up to.
But you're not due there until tomorrow, sir.
All the more reason why I should go now.
I say, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, how do you get on with the new number one?
Me?
Mm.
Oh, we get on very well.
Very well?
Very well.
Oh. Nice chap.
Terribly. We get on...
Very well, yes.
Leslie.
Hmm?
You wouldn't be a tiny bit jealous, would you?
To me? Jealous? Of course not. We get on very... Do you mind changing the subject?
Certainly. How are things with the jetty?
Cool, I said... Change the subject. Why pick on that one? Well, the chief's patching it up now. It'll be as good as new in no time.
Hello, main office.
Hello, Heather. Look, this is Chiefy. Is the pride of the service there?
He is. Hang on. It's the chief for you.
Thanks. Sub-Lieutenant, hang on, Chiefy. How's the jetty? All finished?
Well, if you mean done for, sir, yes. We've had it.
Oh, well done, Chief. You've no idea how great... Had it? What do you mean, had it?
Well, let me put it this way, sir. If this was wartime and our jetty belonged to the enemy, and you'd done to it what you have done to it, our lot would have given you a flaming medal and you'd have been a national hero.
Oh, it was nothing. Anyone in my position would have done the same. Oh. Oh, Lord. Can't one of your relatives help at all?
No, not just at the moment, sir. No. They're all... rather busy moving stores, sir.
Oh, yes, of course, they would be. Oh, number one's buzzing. Do the best you can, Chief.
All right, sir.
Come in.
You buzzed, sir?
Ah, Mr. Phillips, I've been having a look round this morning, and there seems to be a tremendous amount of activity going on by the jetty. Practically the entire draft seems to be either sawing, hammering, or gluing.
Oh, it must be Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's do-it-yourself class.
Yes, I thought it might be. I take it the subject this week is how to repair your own jetty after some idiot's taken a swipe at it with a launch.
Exactly, sir, and we've had it because... Oh, sir, you've been peeping.
I'm afraid so, Mr. Phillips. And as a mere layman in these matters, I'd say that jetty is a write-off.
I'm afraid it is, sir. Given time, Pertwee could fix it.
Yes, given time, I imagine Pertwee could straighten the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if there'd been water around it, I imagine you'd have been the one who knocked it off center.
Well, accidents will happen.
Oh, they will, won't they? Well, now, as Commander Povey is due here tomorrow, I've been having a look through the files. And I find there's a signal ordering the frigate Trout Bridge to be repainted.
There is, sir.
There is. Mind you, it's dated 1954, but it does exist.
I don't quite follow you, sir.
Well, just a thought, Mr. Phillips, but I learnt very early in my career that if you can't repair damaged Admiralty property, hide it.
Hide it?
Yes. Now, Trout Bridge is anchored offshore at present, but if she is tied up alongside the jetty, Mr. Phillips, for repainting, of course, it might well be that... other eyes might not be able to see that she's not tied up to the jetty, but to a heap of firewood.
Oh, I see.
Never mind what you see, Mr. Phillips. Being new here, I'm more concerned with what Commander Povey doesn't see. Have Troutbridge prepared at once.
Aye, aye, sir. It'll be a pleasure, sir. You know, I think we're going to get on very well, sir.
Very well, Mr. Phillips?
very well, sir. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Now watch the bonnet.
Watch the...
Aye.
Mr. Phillips, after listening to what you laughingly call navigation orders, it's no longer a surprise to me that you clouted the jetty.
Oh.
The only mystery is how you came to stop there. Why didn't you plow a ditch straight through the island out the other side?
Well, we hadn't got enough steam up. I mean...
I'm coming up with the jetty now, sir.
I trust you checked on the tide for clearance, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, rather, sir. The tide's up, sir.
Pretty odd. It doesn't look like it.
Well, I've checked the tide table, sir, and it's definitely up.
Blimey, we're aground. Phillips, too. Congratulations, you've gone abundant.
But I can't have. The table says the tide's up.
Then we must assume that the sea cannot read, Mr.
Bridge, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee speaking.
Engine room here, Chief.
Yep.
Who declared war?
Who declared what?
I said, who declared war?
Well, no one yet, but old Thunderguts is about to. Here. What are you eating, Jock?
Cake.
Cake?
Aye. I found it in a train in Dundee.
Why, you thieving hound? That Johnson's mum means cake.
Where's that? Well, she's a rotten kook. It's burnt.
Then stop doing us a favor, you human dustbin, and send up the crumbs.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. Pompey launch approaching with Commander Povey aboard.
Povey? Gracious me, how very ill timed. He's not supposed to be here till tomorrow.
Ahoy there, Troutbridge. This is Commander Povey.
Quick, Mr. Phillips. Are the guns loaded?
Rather, sir.
Then lesson two. If you can't hide damaged Admiralty property, lose it. Now, Troutbridge is between Commander Povey and the jetty, so he can't see it. Good. Blast that jetty out of the water, Mr. Phillips.
What? But sir...
Don't argue. Sink it.
Oh, jolly good. Chief, fire one.
Fire one it is, sir. Yeah, you fired the wrong way, sir. The jet is the other side.
silly of me. At the jetty, Chief. Fire two.
At the jetty, fire two it is, sir. Bullseye, we've got it.
Hey, what are you doing? Where did that man go? I'll court-martial the lot of you.
I say, old Thunderguts will have his launch over if he keeps jumping up and down like that.
Perhaps he's trying to see over the top of Troutbridge and spot what we're firing at.
Well, even if he could jump that high, it wouldn't do him much good now, sir. The only thing between us and the shore is 10 tons of driftwood and a load of rusty nails and assorted sizes.
Really? Now, I wonder where all that came from.
Lummy, how's that for a shocking memory? It's the jetty, sir. We just blew it up.
Jetty? Strange. I don't recall any jetty here, do you, Chief?
Well, only the one with jetty. Oh, no, sir, no. Now that you come to mention it, sir, I don't. No, not so much as a plank, sir.
I didn't think you would.
What are you two talking about? Of course there was a jetty here. I mean, it was the new one. I just...
No! No, there wasn't, Mr. Phillips. No, sir. No, there wasn't. You're suffering from a slight mental aberration, sir. Aren't you?
Am I really?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, you are.
Yes, but,
At least you'd better be.
Oh, he is, sir. He is. Even if I have to explain it to him for a week, he is.
No, I...
Send it. That means it'll be Commander Povey's word against ours that the new jetty was ever built.
Oh, yes, sir. So it will.
Oh, I see.
Blimey, came the jaws.
Oh, I can be pretty quick at times, you know.
No, sir, we didn't. Of course, there is a small matter, Mr. Murray, sir.
What's that?
Oh, we're just a teeny-weeny bit of ground, sir.
Hardly our fault, is it, Chief?
Isn't it, sir?
Well, of course not. Naturally, we have to comply with Admiralty orders to repaint Troutbridge. And if their lordships had built the new jetty here, we shouldn't have had to come so close in shore.
Oh, capsule! Capsule! We've got a flaming genius aboard. So, bearing in mind a certain amount of high-cost engine maturity that's been flying about on this bridge, I should like to take this opportunity of saying on behalf of the entire ship's company, welcome aboard, sir. Welcome.
Here, here.
Thank you. I think we should all get on very well.
Oh, yes, sir.
Very well.
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, and a rating was played by Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.
Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.